Hello and you're all very welcome along to another episode of the Gaelic Statsman podcast, and it is another prediction video. And in this edition, we are going to predict the Division 2 and Division 1 of the Allianz Football League for 2024. If you haven't already, give the video a like, subscribe, all that good stuff. And don't forget to check out the previous video yesterday where I predicted the Allianz League for Division 3 and Division 4. Should be very interesting to see those predictions. But this is for the top two divisions in particular, Division 2 and Division 1. And arguably, Division 2 in particular is one of the most unpredictable divisions in the whole Allianz League and one of the most intriguing when you consider the Tartan Cup implications, etc., etc., etc. So it should be a very interesting video overall. And obviously, Division 1 as well is going to be very, very interesting to see who will take it seriously, who will stay up in the division. Will Monaghan get another lucky escape at Division 1? Will Kerry and Dublin take the league seriously? Who knows? But this is my predictions for the Allianz Football League. So without further ado, let's get into it. So we'll start off with Division 2. It should be a very interesting division. Obviously, it is every single season. There are some teams, well, according to my predictions, though, we'll see them now in a bit. But there's a clear kind of bottom half of the division, and then there's a clear top half, and we will see that as the predictions go further along. But as you've seen in Division 2 last year, you looked at Louth finishing third. No one expected that, and we might get another unpredictable season. We'll have to wait and see. But worth noting, the rankings for the Tartan Cup obviously won't have a huge bearing as it did last season on Division 2. You see with Meath finishing 6th in Division 2 and then end up in the Tartan Cup because of Clare getting to the Munster final. But according to my calculations, I think it is Division 3, the winners of Division 3, the final showpiece in Croke Park, as I mentioned in the last video, which, I did predict Down to win Division 3. Spoiler to anybody who didn't watch the video, but if you watched the video, well done. But yeah, Down, I think, will win Division 3, and that will get them into the Sam McGuire. That'll be enough, in my opinion, because you have the top 16 teams, obviously, Down and the other promoted team. I'm not going to spoil it that much. Go and watch the video if you haven't already on Division 3 and Division 4. Those will make up the top 16. But obviously, when you look at the Munster Championship draw, there's Clare, Waterford and Tipperary on one side of the draw, and one of them will get to the Munster final and invariably into the All-Ireland Series. And I think that would be the only outlier. When you looked at last season, Westmeath obviously won the Tartan Cup. They were in Division 3. They were mid-table around that area in Division 3. And they got into Sam McGuire by default. Last year's Tartan Cup winners are Meath. They're in Division 2 this year. And you'd have to imagine if they stay up, if they finish mid-table, there should be no complications with this. So I think it'll be much more straightforward than in last year in particular when you look at the seedings for the Tartan Cup. But I will explain that more as we get on into the video. As I said previously, enough about the moving around. Let's start with Division 2. So starting off in 8th place, I've gone with Fermanagh. Look, it's going to be a tough season for them. And honestly, out of the 4 divisions, this is probably the easiest prediction to pick at the list. I'm sorry to Fermanagh fans up and down the country, wherever you are, but I don't see you staying up in Division 2 this season. My point was ramped up even more with Fermanagh was the fact that Sean Quigley, Ryan Jones, I think, and Conal Jones, according to the Irish News article, I think was written by Cara O'Kane, said that Fermanagh players will be taking the year out this season. And it's unclear whether they'll return or not in the near future. So those are 3 big losses to Fermanagh. And the Fermanagh team as it is last season, I don't think impressed me. In fairness, the Division 3 they did. They put up some very good scores. Alton Kellen was hitting points left, right and centre. And he was hitting a few goals too. He was a brilliant player for Fermanagh. And when he looked at the Division 3 final against Cavan, I thought that Fermanagh did well enough in that game. But then fast forward into the Championship. Okay, they got beaten by Derry pretty comprehensively so. But when you look at the Tartan Cup in particular, they drew against Wexford. They beat Leitrim, who struggled, let's be honest, last season. They lost to Antrim, and then they lost to Laois in the preliminary quarterfinal. And I think that probably tells you all you need to know that Fermanagh are not going to stay up in Division 2 this season. I just don't think... it's not an issue with effort with Kieran Donnelly's men. I just don't think they're up to the standard of Division 2 teams quite yet. When you look at the other Division 2 teams I'm going to mention, Donegal, Armagh, Cork, Kildare, Meath, even Louth, I don't think Fermanagh are up to that level whatsoever, and I think they're going straight back down to Division 3. Before I leave Fermanagh, though, it'll be interesting to see if Conor Love actually gets a few games this campaign. He didn't last term, despite doing so well for Enniskillen Gaels in the club championship in Fermanagh, and indeed in Ulster later on down the campaign. He didn't get selected last year. It'll be interesting to see if Kieran Donnelly picks him in this season. In seventh place, and yes, lads, it is a boring prediction for seeing who will go down in Division 3, 2-3, or Division 2 to 3, should I say. And it is Cavan. I think they'll join Fermanagh in going back down to Division 3. Obviously, with Cavan, new management team in there. Raymond Galligan is taking charge of them. I think Eamon Murray's come into the backroom team there as well. It's a large backroom team in Cavan. And they do have very good players in Kieran Brady, at wing-back in particular. He plays usually a wing-back for Cavan. He played midfield for the Arva winning team at the Junior All-Ireland Club Championship. And he will be a massive asset to the Cavan team. There's rumours, though, that Garrod McKiernan, according to John McMahon from the JMAC podcast, is going to be missing for this campaign. So that's a huge loss to Cavan. Paddy Lynch is obviously a good player there. George Smith, I'd imagine, as well, if he is available for selection, that is. Obviously, they are missing Raymond Galligan in between the sticks. It appears that he's not going to go into goal for Cavan this term. He's not going to take the player-manager role. He's just going to be the manager. But then again, I actually seen Liam Brady in the Sigurdsson Cup, I think, a few days ago. And he was a very, very good goalkeeper for University of Galway. I thought he was absolutely superb for them. Kicking out of the ball, his distribution, his shot stopping. I thought he was being pretty good in the Sigurdsson Cup this season for University of Galway. And I think he could be an asset for Cavan too in this campaign. Now, I named a few players for Cavan, and Raymond Galligan is a leader. And I think ultimately he will do well in the Cavan job. Eamon Murray is a brilliant tactician as well. Obviously managed the Meath Ladies to two All-Ireland titles in a row. The reason I think they'll go down though is I just feel it'll go down to the game against Louth. And spoiler alert, if anybody has clocked it by now. But I think the game between Louth and Cavan in Louth, I think it's in RT, will decide who will go down. And I just feel Louth will have enough in that game. That's on an RT, it's at home. Louth fans will obviously get behind their team. And I just feel that'll be enough to push them over the line. But unfortunately for Cavan, it would mean they'll go straight back down to Division 3. And another season of the Tartan Cup as well, which I don't think much Cavan fans will be happy about. Sorry, it's John McMahon here for predicting Cavan will go down. But look, that's the way the cookie crumbles. You probably would have known my sixth place if you didn't clock it already. Yeah, it's Louth. Under Gerard Brennan this year, obviously, Mickey Hart left at the tail end of 2023 to leave for Derry. More on Derry later in Division 1. But Louth, it'll be a bit of a transitional period, I imagine. Not just Mickey Hart leaving. James Califf, the goalkeeper, has obviously left as well. He's retired from intercounty football. And he was a huge outlet for Louth last season. So it'd be interesting to see who Louth bring in goal this term. Obviously, they do have Sam Mulroy, and I've seen him up close at matches against Cork or whatnot. He's just incredible. The kicking in his game, the shot accuracy, you know, the technical ability of him, it's just superb to watch. And I think he will be, again, one of the main players in Division 2 for Louth. Obviously, as well, you've Conan McKeever, a good player from wing forward, obviously scored that goal against Mayo in the All-Ireland group stage last season. Kieran Downey did very well last season. And the All-Ireland series, especially against Cork and Mayo, Louth acquitted themselves well. And they didn't do so against Kerry. But let's be honest, I think they got a bit tired when it came to that stage. I'm kind of repeating myself here. I said some good things about Cavan, didn't predict them to go down. I said some good things about Louth in this video, and now I predict them to finish sixth. The reason is, I just feel it could be second season syndrome or even third season syndrome for them. In the first season, they kind of made a breakthrough, winning Division 3, did well enough in some championship games, but then got hammered by Kildare and lost to Cork in the All-Ireland qualifiers. Last season was really a breakthrough for them. But I just think this year will be a step too far. And I think not just Mickey Hart's loss, but James Califf and Goh's loss is going to be huge for Louth this season. And they'll struggle to recover from that. Well, as that, I just feel the top five teams in Division 2 are much stronger than Louth at this particular moment in time. But again, I think Louth could have a very good season. I don't know, off the top of my head, I don't know the Leinster Championship draw is. But if Louth are on a different side to Dublin again this year, who's to say they can't reach another Leinster final this year? But for this video, I am predicting to finish sixth in Division 2. Now we get into the nitty-gritty. And in fifth place, I'm going Kildare. And a lot of people might be angry about that prediction. But I'm going to explain that thought process, I suppose. No doubt Kildare have quality. They've quality all over the park. Glenn Ryan, Johnny Doyle in the backroom team, Dermot Early. There are some quality in the backroom team and know what it takes to win for Kildare GAA. You obviously have Jimmy Hyland there, Kevin Feely, who might get more of a playing role this term. Obviously, he came into the side, I think, mid-season last year, produced some very good performance against Roscommon. But he's going to come in full-time now this term. Kevin O'Callaghan in midfield is very good too. And they do have good young players like Callum Bolton in the wing forward and a few others as well. Obviously, Ryan Sinkey, who Aaron mentioned on his video, is one of the breakout stars for Gaelic games this year. He is, I think, 18 or 19 this year, so I don't think he'll break through for Kildare. But you still have Callum Bolton, a very good player. Indeed, Tomás Van Engelbrechten at fullback, if I pronounced that correctly, is a good player as well to have in that Kildare team. My issue is, though, and I just think they complain a bit too much. Okay, Glenn Ryan might have been, you know, frustrated after the Leinster semi-final loss to Dublin last year, but to mention Dublin game decisions and all that, when Kildare themselves threw it away in the last few minutes of that game, let's be honest, I just think there's kind of a soft underbelly in Kildare this year, or in the last 2 years in particular. And that's the reason I have them just below the likes of Cork and Meath in their development in this particular season. Look, they have some good players, as I mentioned already, but just feel once it gets to the nitty gritty, Kildare will just fail in that department. And I just feel they'll be just off the promotion slot. In fourth, I have my own county, Cork. Told you I wasn't biased, lads. Yeah, I have my own county in fourth, Cork. Look, I am delighted with the progress that John Cleary and his team are making. There's some very good players coming through. Obviously, Carlo Manning will come back for the championship. There is a doubt about him coming in for the league. And obviously, I wish Carl all the best in his recovery. Mark Cronin performed well in the McGrath Cup and has performed well for Nemo in the last two seasons or so. Carl Maguire's come in from Castlehaven and he's a very explosive player. Player to watch in Division 2, I'd imagine. Brian Hurley there as well, Stephen Sherlock. There are some very good players in the Cork team. And obviously in defence, Rory Maguire, Daniel O'Mahony, Nihal Martin goal. Luke Fahey was a huge find at wing-back last year. The reason I'd have Cork in fourth, though, I just feel the three teams I haven't mentioned yet, I think, have a better chance of promotion than Cork this year. And I know that should be the aim for Cork, promotion. We're kind of at that stage now where Cork need to gain wins over bigger opposition. I know Cork did last year against Mayo and Roscommon, but they need to do so on a more consistent basis. And the fixtures I point towards for Cork that are must-win, I think the middle four fixtures after the Donegal game in Ballybofey, I think Fermanagh, Cavan, Loud and Kildare at home, I think are must wins for Cork. And I think Cork are capable of winning all them four games? Absolutely. I think they have brilliant players in defence and attack. The midfield partnership of Ian Maguire and Colm O'Callaghan is very strong as well. And with Brian O'Driscoll and Killian O'Hanlon to help out Rory Dean as well, I think Cork are good in that department in terms of players and the execution in defeating those teams. Question mark with Cork, though, is the mentality. And when you looked at it last year, they lost to Meath in Parky Cove, which was a really, really bad result for them. They lost to Louth in RD, and they lost to Clare in the Munster Championship in the first round, which was a huge step back, let's be honest. That's probably the reason why I have Cork in fourth and the other three teams just ahead, but we'll have to see how the league progresses. Obviously, I hope I'm wrong. I hope Cork get promoted as a Cork fan myself, but we'll have to see how it progresses in Division 2 this term. In third, and this might be a bit of a surprise to people, I'm going to go Meath. I'm going to explain my decision-making. Look, a lot of people pointed towards the fact that I actually predicted Meath to finish 7th in Division 2 last year and get relegated. And the reason I said that was I didn't think Meath football was at the right stage in terms of challenging for the upper trajectory of Division 2. Their squad was very, very weak. They had players there that you wouldn't have known at this time last year. And that's the reason I said Meath would be involved in a relegation battle. But what's the difference between Meath this year to last year? I think there was a lot of fines in the Tatton Cup in last year's win. Jack Flynn, Jack O'Connor, Connor Gray in midfield is an absolute man mountain. Owen Frayne at the forward line is very, very good too. Rory Kinsella, will he get more playing time? And obviously if Shane Walsh, who you forget, actually was injured, I think, in match day two, around that time in the Allianz League. And he was missing for the rest of the team, more or less. Rest of the campaign, more or less. So it should be interesting to see how he develops his game. Matthew Costello is another good player. Jordan Morris, of course, top scorer for playing the Tartan Cup last season. Very, very good player up in the forward line. Harry Hogan in goal. And obviously you have the manager in Colm O'Rourke there, who's a very smart tactician. He gets the team organised. He gets them ready. And it'll just be Meade will do better than they did last year. Obviously, Tartan Cup is not where Meade wanted to be last year. Meade want to be up there contending for All-Ireland titles. They've won 7 All-Irelands. Of course, they want to contend for All-Irelands. But I think the Tartan Cup is probably the best thing that ever happened to Meade football. It got them to develop even further. And when you look at the talent there in the Meade team, I think they could have a very, very good season. And they are my dark horse this season, as I predicted on Gaelic Games Fan TV. Watch now, Meade will have a terrible season, because I predicted them to do well and I predicted them to do bad last year and they won the Tartan Cup. So it'll be just by luck if Meade do bad this season, but we'll see how it transpires. Now, if you haven't clocked it already, you know my top two in Division 2, but I'm going to name my order right now. Look, I said they finished first up until this point, maybe around December, January, because Armagh have very good players. In fairness, they've a brilliant leader in Rian O'Neill. Obviously, Jardy O'Byrne's coming back into the team. Kieran McGeaney is a good coach. But I predicted them to finish second because of a certain managerial appointment. And that is Donegal. I think they'll finish top of Division 2 this term. And I'll explain my criteria in having Armagh and Donegal in the promotion play. Look, there are the two Ulster sides. Ulster Championship is very, very competitive, obviously. Armagh, first of all, they have good players. There's no doubt about that. They've competed at the top level of Division 1 for 2 years now, or even 3 years. You forget the first year, actually, because it was split into the North and South. It wasn't really a Division 1 campaign during COVID, was it? But more or less, it was a Division 1 campaign, and Armagh competed well enough in it. They survived by beating Roscommon in the relegation playoff that year. The next season, they defeat Dublin and Croke Park, and that will give them huge exposure in navigating Division 2 as well. The fact they beat a big dog in Croke Park in a league campaign must have been brilliant for their morale, I'd imagine. In terms of All-Irelands later on down the season, it's a mystery to see how Armagh get on. But I do think the platform is there to get to an All-Ireland semi-final. And maybe if they're lucky, an All-Ireland final. We'll have to see. But it's been disappointing over the last 2 years for Armagh, more or less. Obviously, the Galway game went to penalties, and that was just a nip and tuck encounter. So privileged to be at that game, looking back at it. The Monaghan game was so frustrating, I'd imagine, from an Armagh point of view, because of the fact that Monaghan would have been considered below Armagh in many circles in previous seasons. And Armagh, they could have won the game late on. They didn't do so. But I think the right step to recovery would be to win a Division 2 title, or even to get promotion, and they'll go from there. As for Donegal, look, it's one man, Jim McGuinness. He is an absolutely brilliant tactician. It will be interesting to see the first day of the league campaign. It is against Cork and Ballybofane. While I'm on that game, actually, in the Jimmy's Winning Matches documentary, Martin McHugh actually said in the All-Ireland semi-final of 2012 against Cork, that Donegal kind of felt that they won the All-Ireland that day. What a coincidence that Jim McGuinness' first competitive game is against the Rebel County. So we'll see how that gets on in Ballymofane. But in terms of players, Donegal do have very good talent. Obviously, Jim McGuinness is an excellent coach. But of course, you have Paddy McBrearty, Oisin Gallen, Michael Langan, Kieran Thompson, Niall O'Donnell, Caelan McGonagall. That's always an earful of a name. And in defence too, you have Caelan McColgan, who did very well in the league campaign too last season in Division 1. They struggled badly in Division 1 last season, and they needed a new managerial appointment with new ideas. And they've got him now in Jim McGuinness. He's an excellent coach. And yeah, I think they'll do well in the Division 2 campaign this season. And yeah, I'm predicting Donegal to go up. In terms of the Division 2 final, yeah, I think Donegal will win the final over Armagh in Croke Park. I just think Jim McGuinness will want to get off on the right foot. And this is the way to do it in Croke Park. And worth noting as well, in Jim McGuinness's first tenure as Donegal manager, he played his Division 2 final against Laois and won in Croke Park. Could history repeat itself? I certainly think so, but we'll see as the season progresses. Now we're getting into Division 1, and this is obviously the top, the creme de la creme of divisions in the Allianz Football League. We'll see how this gets on. But in terms of teams taking it seriously, I don't think many teams will. A certain amount will, but I don't think the likes of the Kerrys, the Dublins, the Tyrones possibly won't take this league seriously. But we'll see as the months progress in the next few weeks. But Yeah, it should be an interesting division one. So we will start off with relegation and who will go down. This is always probably the toughest part of predicting Division 1, because this is what Division 1 teams want to do at the start of the season, to stay up. I don't think they're necessarily bothered about getting to a final in Croke Park, especially when you looked at what Mayo had to go through last year, defeating Galway and Croke Park in the Division 1 final 1 week and then losing the Roscommon in the College Championship the next week. It's the new age of Championship, I suppose. But as I mentioned there, the relegation is the key be-all and end-all for Division 1 this term. And I'm going to predict my teams to go down now. In 8th place, I have Roscommon. And look, they had a good Division 1 campaign finishing third last year, but I just feel this might be a season where it's too far for them to stay up in Division 1. Obviously, Roscommon had a very good campaign in Division 1 last year. They had a decent enough championship before losing to Cork in the preliminary quarterfinal in Parky Cave. But I think they'll go down this year, to be honest with you. There are some very good teams in Division 1, and there are teams that are going to want to stay up in this Division 2. And yeah, I think Roscommon could be on the end of a relegation this term. Obviously, Angus Smith getting his All-Star was massive for the county. Donny Smith there as well. Kieran Murtagh is going to be a huge loss to them at wing forward. Obviously, scored that goal in the semi-final in Connacht against Galway and was ultimately a live wire last year. But I just feel Roscommon, this might be the season where they succumb to relegation, because I just think there'd be too many teams in Division 1 that are going to be vying to stay up in this division. My 7th place team might surprise a few people. I've gone with Tyrone. A lot of fans in the, from the Red Hand County will be very unhappy with this prediction. Look, I predicted Tyrone to go down because I just... There are some good players in Tyrone, no doubt in the county. But there are players there that don't want to play for the county as well. Lee Brennan. Rory Brennan over the last few seasons. I don't know, is he going to play this this term? Mark Bradley. Paul Donaghy. Conor McKenna has gone down to AFL as well. There's a lot of Tyrone players that are calling it quits. Owen McElholm even. I think there's rumours he's going to go down to AFL despite doing well for Tyrone at underage and in schools for Oma CBS. It looks like he's going to head down to Oz. Look, already there are some good players in Tyrone, like Darren McCurry, Colin McShane, obviously Michael McCurran at the cornerback, Con Kilpatrick, Brian Kennedy, Niall Morgan and goal. There are good players. I just question the management in Brian Dewar and Fergal Logan. And it looked as if in the last 2 years, it didn't look like the players were playing for them. I'm going to be honest now. Even looking at the All-Ireland quarterfinal against Kerry, and that was honestly one of the worst Tyrone performances I've ever seen in Croke Park. It lacked fight. It lacked desire. And ultimately, it'd be bad for the camp. It really will. The morale will be down after that defeat to Kerry. It was a huge, huge defeat. 12 points in Croke Park. And that Kerry rolled over them that day. Really, really poor performance on that particular day by Tyrone. And even Darren McCurry lashing out at the end. It looked like Tyrone players were just frustrated with their own performance. And I just feel it might translate into this season. And I think they'll go down to Division 2. And they might have a very, very poor season in the Championship 2. But more to decide on that later on in the season. In 6th place, and I am predicting it this year, I am predicting Monaghan to stay up. I've learned from my mistakes. I've said each and every year, Monaghan, go down, get relegated, 7th or 8th. But this season, I've learned from my mistakes. I'm going to go for Monaghan instead. And overall, I was delighted what Vinnie Corey did with Monaghan last year. I think they looked a very, very good unit. And Conor McManus is sticking around as well. Obviously, his legs might have gone a bit, but very good player to have around the dressing room, Conor McManus is. He's a brilliant leader. Conor McCarthy had a very good season at wing back as well. Jack McCarron, Rory Biggin's gone to NFL, which is a huge loss. Apparently he's going to be missing for the league. It'd be interesting to see what Monaghan gets in terms of a goalkeeper next year, or this year should I say. The retirement of Kieran Hughes is a big news story as well that reverberated around the GAA world in the last 2 weeks. That could be a big blow to Monaghan. Obviously, his brother Darren is staying on as far as we know. Carl O'Connell is as well, but obviously news travels so fast. So knowing my luck, by the time this is going out on YouTube, the players might have just left and retired by now. But yeah, I think Monaghan will have a good season in Division 1 once again, staying up. And it will be tough in Ulster, but more on the Championship predictions as it go down into the year. But Monaghan should have a very good league campaign, as they usually do, and stay up in Division 1. Now, for 5th and 4th, I'm going to go two teams that are at the upper end of All-Ireland in terms of competing. But as I mentioned at the start of the video, there's going to be some teams that will not give a jot about the league. And I think these are two teams that fit into that category. Yeah, you guessed it. Dublin fifth, Kerry fourth. Look, it's not the fact that I don't think Dublin and Kerry will challenge for the All-Ireland. I just feel neither of these teams will take the league seriously. Starting off with Dublin, look, they won Division 2 last year, granted. But even looking at their performances last year, Dublin didn't care about the league. They simply didn't. They just did enough to get over the line in games. And that ultimately worked well for Dublin as the season went. You even looked at Division 2 games last year against Cork and Clare. They could have easily lost those games, particularly the Clare game in Croke Park. They could have lost that, but ended up winning it. They lost to Derry in Celtic Park as well, which was a big loss, but ended up beating Derry in the league final when it mattered. Even in the Leinster Championship, they struggled to beat Kildare. They struggled massively against Roscommon as well. And it was really for the Kildare game in Nolan Park onwards that they started to show their true colours. And I think it'll be the same this term. Obviously, Stephen Cluxton, we don't know what's going to happen with him. Is he retired? Is he going to stay on? Is he going to be in the management team? We don't know. It's just the Stephen Cluxton we all know and love, really. He's not really in the news often. He doesn't want to be in the news. And I think that's ultimately the way he'll retire. But what Dublin need to do, and I agree with Seamus Brady on this point, I do think they need to come out with a statement or whatnot. If Stephen Cluxton is gone, tell the media or tell the fans. If he's staying there, okay, grand. But we'll have to see how this transpires with Dublin in the next few weeks. But ultimately, I don't think they'll care about the league. It's just about staying up in Division 1, unlike what they did in their last attempt at Division 1. But what's important for Dublin, win the first game against Monaghan and Croke Park. Win that, get a bit of momentum going, and then maybe rest a few players in the league. As for exciting young players coming through, there are a few in Dublin, obviously. I'd be interested to see Padraig Coffey-Byrne in the team. Obviously, he's done well in Sigurdsson over the last few years. He's done well at Dublin underage, but he hasn't got that breakthrough in senior yet. It'd be interesting to see if he gets that this season. Theo Clancy as well for Kilmacud Crokes. Watched him a few times. Excellent fullback. And with Mickford Simons getting on a bit, I do think Dublin need a fullback in the frame of Theo Clancy. Luke Braddock is another good full forward that I've seen in the O'Byrne Cup recently and has done well for Dublin, so it'd be interesting to see him. So, yeah, Dublin do have young players, but it's about integrating it in the league campaign this term. As for Kerry, it's the same as Dublin, really. I think, look, Kerry will stay up. There's no doubt. They'll stay up in Division 1. I don't think there's any danger of Kerry going down whatsoever. But ultimately, I think Jack O'Connor will be just smart to rest the two Cliffords in this Division 1 campaign. Because when you look at the Championship, it's cutthroat now. You look at the group stage, the quarterfinals, semifinals, it's game on game on game. And I think it will do the Cliffords good if they get a rest in this Division 1 campaign. I think Jack O'Connor will ultimately do that, especially with David Clifford. Like, he's been training and playing with Kerry for Fossa, for UL, non-stop over the last 2 years. And I think it might give him a break this term. And it might be a bit of an opportunity for Jack O'Connor to bring in young players as well. Dylan Ganey is a player I've been crying out for in the Kerry team for the last few seasons. He's performed well for Dingle. He's performed well for UCC in the Sigurdsson Cup as well. And he will be a massive asset for Kerry in that forward line. Killian Burke as well, a wing forward, is an excellent player. It'll be interesting to see who comes in midfield to partner Dermot O'Connor in midfield. Obviously, David Moore retiring over the last two seasons. You have Jack Barry leaving the panel for Kerry to take a break from Gaelic football. So, yeah, there are some notable absentees in that Kerry midfield. But, yeah, we'll see how they get on in the league campaign. But I do think they'll rest a few players. They won't care too much about the league. And they'll just take it easy and bring in another few young players to boot. Claire actually mentioned as well, Sean O'Brien, who did well in the Kerry Championship for me. Kerry, it'd be interesting to see how he develops for Kerry. Usually playing as a wing back, according to Kerry fans, but it'd be interesting to see if he comes in the midfield as well. Like, could he be the partner that Kerry need for Dermot O'Connor? We're into the nitty-gritty of Division 1 now, and I predict Mayo to finish third. Look, they did well in the league campaign last year. They won Division 1, but just feel they might be easing off in Division 1 a small bit this term. Obviously, it goes without saying Mayo do have good players, and I think they will be still up there and thereabouts for the All-Ireland again this summer 2024. But I just think they might have learned from their mistakes last season. They won Division 1, They then go into a game against Roscommon. They're ultimately tired when you look at it in the Connacht Championship. They didn't look their sharp old selves. And even against Kerry in Killarney last year, yes, they beat them in Killarney, which was an outstanding result for Kevin McStay's team. But they might have peaked a bit too early. When he looked at the game against Lough, they struggled in that game. Okay, they won the game, but they only won it by a point against a Lough team that, let's be honest, aren't up at the top end of All-Ireland's in terms of winning. And then losing to Cork was a huge blow for Kevin McStay's team. Huge. And then, okay, they beat Galway, but then they get hammered by Dublin in the All-Ireland quarterfinal. It probably just shows that if you take the league a bit too seriously than you should, then you might have consequences later on down the summer. And I think Kevin McStay might get that into his brain right now. I think Division 1, it's about staying up. It's about maybe producing a few good performances before maybe taking a break later on down the league to prepare for the All-Ireland Championship. And I think Mayo will be smart in their play, more or less, in Division 1 this term. So obviously, if you haven't clocked it, my finalists are confirmed for Division 1 and I will go through them. So in second, I'm going to go for Mickey Hart's Derry. Still strange saying that, but anyway. And first place, I'm going to go for Galway. And I'm going to explain. Look, starting off with Derry, they've gone up for Division 2. But I just think a lot of teams will try out a few new players. Like Kerry, like Dublin, like Mayo, Tyrone, even though I predict they will go down. Whereas Derry, I think the squad is more tight-knit. And I think they'd be just forced to play the likes of Shane McGuigan, Chrissy McKay, Connor Glass, Emmett Bradley, etc., etc., etc. And I think Terry are a very good side. And I think what they need is a national trophy. Okay, they've won two Ulster championships, but maybe to get the confidence going in competing for All-Ireland championships alongside Dublin and Kerry, they need to get a national trophy on the board, and maybe this Division 1 title will be one for Derry to go for. For Galway, they reached the league final last year. They usually hit the league seriously. Shane Walsh obviously has a bit of an off-season now after going out with club championship early, but Kilmacud Crokes, Damien Comer there as well, Rob Finnerty, Kieran Malloy coming back into the team and wing back should be interesting. Conor Flaherty apparently is going to be their first choice goalkeeper, which should be interesting. And they've good young players coming through as well. Killian O'Corrine, I've seen in the Sigurdsson Cup, has done really well for University of Galway. Be interesting to see if Pádraig Joyce brings him in. And interesting about Pádraig Joyce as well. Will this be his last season for Galway? Be very interesting to see that and how they develop in the All-Ireland series. I think if they put all their eggs into the basket for the All-Ireland, I think Galway are genuine contenders for it. When you look at the players they have, the youngsters coming through, the fact they reached an All-Ireland final just 2 years ago against Kerry, and maybe if things went a bit differently, they could have won that game. I think Galway could be at the right end of the All-Ireland come July. And in terms of the league final, finally, before I end the video and predictions video, I'm going to go for Galway to win Division 1. I'm going to say Galway will win it, simply because a game like Derry, it's an opportunity to get on the board in terms of national success. And I think this is an opportunity for Galway to win Division 1 and right the wrongs of the Division 1 final more or less last season. And I think at the Connacht draw, I may be correct to know in the comments, but I think Galway are at the easy side of the draw. So they get to afford to, you know, go strong for the league final, whereas Derry will be preparing for a Donegal game that's hustle and bustle in the Ulster Championship, and we'll see how that transpires. Should be an interesting game in general. But I think they will take Division 1 seriously and they will win the Division 1 title for 2024. The title will be going to the Tribesmen. So that's it. That's my Allianz League Division 1 and 2 predictions. Give the video a like, subscribe if you haven't already. Obviously, follow the account on Instagram, Twitter, Facebook, TikTok, all that good stuff as well. And until the next video, see you all in the next one. And thanks for viewing.